Time 8:47 at WBFO. It was close last night for the Toronto Raptors. They lost by 1 point and did not claim their first ever NBA title. The NBA Finals now going back to Oakland for Game 6 between Golden State and Toronto. On hand for last night's game, as he is with all Toronto Raptors game, former Niagara University basketball coach and the longtime broadcast analyst for the Raptors, Jack Armstrong. He's on with the line with us this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right. First of all, let's talk about the Raptor fan base. Of course, if you go to hockey games in Buffalo when the Maple Leafs are here, we know how big their and passionate their hockey fan base is. But you've been there watching this fan base kind of erupt for the Raptors in recent months. Talk about where they are right now in Toronto in terms of love of the Raptors.
Well, not only the Raptors in Toronto, but the Raptors in the province of Ontario, the Raptors across the country. I mean, you have that great scene outside the arena at Maple Leaf Square's Jurassic Park, and you have viewing parties all over Canada. I mean, you have like Mississauga, which is less than 20 miles from Toronto. They have 20,000 people at a viewing party in their square. I mean, that's as many people in the arena last night, you know, so it's all over the place, coast to coast, and just the excitement, the number of people watching on television and listening on radio and just consuming it whichever way they decide. So the sport is booming, the excitement. I mean, I've been with the Raptors now 21 years, and to see where it was and where it is now, it's just absolutely remarkable.
And, of course, one of the reasons why the Raptors are where they are right now is their star, Kawhi Leonard. We watch him on the TV, and he's obviously a terrific player who never smiles, and he doesn't seem to ever have anything to say for the officials. He seems emotionless, but, of course, you have a different perspective. You're closer to him than the rest of us. What can you tell us about Kawhi Leonard?
When he wins, he's smiling on the inside. he's one of those guys that he's all business in a society that too often focuses on I, me, and your brand and all that nonsense. He's a guy that he's a baller. He's just all about playing and playing the game and playing the game to win. And he's just a private guy. I heard a great description of him. He's Kobe Bryant with Tim Duncan's personality. he's a great player. He's like a Barry Sanders, who's a great, great player, but you kind of never get to know the guy. But I respect the heck out of him. I've been around him every day since the start of the season, and the guy is very coachable. He works. He's a tremendous teammate. Takes no plays off whatsoever. I mean, the guy's a great defensive player, and he plays the game hard on both ends. So to me, you know, I kind of celebrate what I see from the guy because he, you know, his actions always speak louder than his words, and that's how he lives his life, and I respect that.
And then finally, Jack, we got about a minute to go here before I have to move on. Two more games left, or perhaps just one, depends on how you look at it. But what do the Raptors need to do to close out the Warriors?
You know, it's been an unusual series. The first five games, four of the games have been won by the road team. And the Raptors have played the Warriors three times in Oakland and have won all three games. So go figure, right? So, you know, can you go out there and win again? And we'll find out going out there later if the Raptors can win for a fourth time this season out there. But for the Raptors, the script is the same. You got to do a good job with your perimeter defense. I thought Steph Curry and Klay Thompson really had a great game last night. The Warriors made 23, so perimeter defense has got to be a factor. The Raptors got to take care of the ball, keep the Warriors out of transition, and control the pace of play and be more efficient offensively.
Jack Armstrong, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
Jack Armstrong, longtime broadcast analyst for the Toronto Raptors and also former Niagara University men's basketball coach as well.